Let's look in a bit more detail at a speech act and some of the properties that speech acts can have. Let's look at the drawing up of a will. If you think about what happens when a will is drawn up, the will itself performs certain actions, that is, it gives to certain people certain kinds of property. A will often starts with, I hereby give and bequeath, etc. So what's happening with I hereby give and bequeath? Hereby tells us that a speech act is being performed. That is, by saying these words or writing these words, the giving and bequeathing are actually being done. What about give and bequeath? These are often called performative verbs because in themselves they perform the action of giving and bequeathing. Once you've put this in your will, the people who you're giving and bequeathing the particular property to actually get the property. So performative verbs can come at the beginning of speech acts. They are the explicit way of giving a speech act. And notice that the hereby can act as a test for what is a speech act. For example, if you apologize to someone and say, I apologize, then you could put, I hereby apologize. That is, by saying these words, I am performing the speech act of apologizing. So if you remember the little word hereby, it's actually quite a good test for whether a speech act is taking place.